Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Like a top three quarterback. He made the big plays when needed. They won 15 games, all right? They were in the Super Bowl. But it is fair to say, statistically, he was not the same type of quarterback. And there's a lot of reasons why that was the case. Yes, it was him. Yes, it was the O-line. And yes, it was the wide receiver room.
I definitely thought he had some happy feet.
So this year, what do you expect number-wise? I'm not asking for, like, ultimately wins are all that matter. But number-wise, last year he had 3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks. The year before, he had 27 touchdowns, 14 picks, and of course, in 2022, 41 touchdowns, 5,200 yards, and 12 picks.
We're not that far removed from him leading the league in touchdowns and receiving yards or passing yards.
Right. Look, I think Patrick Mahomes, with the trust that I believe he will develop if he doesn't already have it, with Josh Simmons and having a legitimate left tackle, that is going to help drastically the happy feet thing you're talking about.
Yep.
Heading into week one, even without Rice, he has better weapons than he had at any point last year. That, to me, is going to equate to the production ramping up. Now, is he going to have 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards again? I don't think we'll ever see that. I just don't. The way teams play, that's a big ask, okay?
He's going to have to play week 17.
And he was 23. Like, he's got plenty of good football left, but, you know, he's going to have to adjust a little bit. I think Kansas City this year with Patrick Mahomes, it is more than fair to expect 4,500 yards passing. I really believe that. And I think you're going to see 4,500 yards passing. I'll say he's back to like 42 touchdowns. So 45, 42, and I'll still say 15 picks. I do think the picks will be still in the same range.
He's never thrown 15.
He had 14
is his
But if I tell you he has 42 touchdowns and 14 or 15 picks, that's fine. I'm predicting a pretty damn good season. It's not going to be his most yards. It's not going to be his most touchdowns. But it's going to still be a much better season statistically for Patrick Mahomes.
I'm slightly more conservative than you. While I still think predicting a pretty good season, obviously, I think he'll finish with 4,400 yards. This is what I wrote down. We didn't look at the same.
Yeah,
so we're 100
yeah.
yards off on that. I think he'll finish with 12 interceptions, and I had him at 37 passing touchdowns.
That'll play.
And if you're like, 37, is that a lot? Would have been, I don't know, third in the NFL last year, probably. Give or take, fourth. I just had to look it up. Joe Burrow had 43, Baker had 41, Lamar had 41, and Jared Goff had 37.
The numbers I gave you, he's firmly in the MVP conversation. Firmly.
Yes. Honestly, I think they're going to want to give... He's going to get a narrative award just based on the last 2 years. It's so weird for a quarterback of his stature to be able to get the narrative, but because the last two seasons have been so mediocre for them offensively, if he comes back out and he puts the season together, you just said, he has 4,500 yards and 42 touchdowns, he's winning the MVP.
I would hope.
I don't even think it's going to be part of the MVP discussion. I think he does. I do think he's probably winning MVP this year. Like, I don't know.
Probably.
When we're talking about the betting end, it's a little tough because he's still one of the guys who gets the worst odds as far as like who you're betting on.
I actually think
I genuinely think this is an MVP.
This is about as good of odds you'll get for a Mahomes.
If you're going to bet Mahomes.
I think he's 8-1 at last check. I mean, he's not the favorite to your point, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But as far as the latest number right now, Jalen Hurts got shuffled around a little bit after last night. Lamar is plus 490, so almost 5-1. Allen 5-1. I guess Mahomes is down to 6-1. He has the same odds as Joe Burrow. And then Jaden Daniels 10-1, Hurts 14-1.
Isn't it crazy that even in a year in which statistically we call that kind of bad for Mahomes, there were only 8 quarterbacks with more passing touchdowns than him, and 2 of them had 2 more passing touchdowns. That's it, 2. Not like
way more. How many did he have last year?
26. That was 9th best in the NFL.
How many did Josh Allen have last year?
Josh Allen had 28. He had a lot of rushing touchdowns, so I don't want to just miss it. So you're like, oh, Mahomes, how'd you only have 3,900 yards? Drew, where do you think that ranked amongst NFL quarterbacks?
3,900 yards?
Mm-hmm.
Top 10.
7th. A horrible, very bad year for poor old Patrick Mahomes was the 9th most passing touchdowns and the 7th most passing yards. The only people with more passing yards last year in the NFL are Burrow, Goff, Mayfield, Geno, Darnold, Lamar. That's it. Those are the only... He had more passing yards than everybody's golden boy, Justin Herbert. He had more than Brock Purdy or Kyler Murray or Stafford or Josh Allen. He had more passing yards than all of those people. And I understand that Josh Allen has an entire running game part, and so does Lamar Jackson, to their season. But, like, not doomsday the way people would make it seem. So if he has better weapons, a better offensive line... 4,400 yards, 37 passing touchdowns, and 12 interceptions, which is what I'm telling you he's going to do, that might be on the low end of the estimate. You might be closer.
We'll
4,000, 4,540 might actually be the better estimate.
A few other texts coming in. Someone says 4,650, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Someone else says 4,500 yards, 40-plus touchdowns, 10 interceptions, regular season MVP. Someone else saying, if you guys think he's going to throw... you know, double-digit interceptions, how many of those are going to be game-costing? Well, it can't be that many. They win 12 games just about every year, so it's not like, I mean, it's not costing them 5 games, if that's what
you're
saying.
I mean, at maximum, it would cost him 5 in that scenario, and I don't think he'd be the biggest problem in all of them.
One or two games max that you would say he made an interception that, quote-unquote, cost him the game? That's max. I mean, I picked them to go 13-4. I only think they're losing 4 all year. I don't think he's going to cost them all 4 games.
You don't think 8 of his 14 interceptions come at 2 at a time and those 4 losses?
I don't at all.
And interceptions are a weird stat because, like last year's, there are 3 of the interceptions that went off his receiver's hands. Are those ones that I count against him? Like, what the hell did he do?
This is why
he hit the player in the hands.
Can't just be box score watching. It can't just be the stats. I know we're doing a conversation about the stat line.
You know what stat? We're not even going to talk it. You know what stat I care more about than Mahomes than any of the ones we already discussed? More than any stat that we've just talked about that I care about at the end of the season. Yards per attempt.
Is it Chuck Down City or what?
Yeah. If I got to watch another 6.8.
Yeah, but
or
if
whatever,
you think he's getting, like, if you think he's getting 4,500 yards, though, then we're not worried about Chuck Down City.
He finished 26th in the NFL among starting quarterbacks. He was below Anthony Richardson in yards per attempt last year. Will Levis threw the ball further down the field than him last year. More than any stat that we've mentioned. Can you please, please push the ball down the field a little bit? Gold, to your point, if he does finish with between 4,500 and 5,000, 47, whatever, he's going to have to throw the ball down the field more. He's not going to throw it for 6 yards an attempt 50 times per game. Those numbers are going to just have to go up. But yeah, just anything besides what existed last year.
Yeah, someone just say if you think he's throwing 14 or 15 picks, there's going to be that they're going to, you know, it's hard to think they're not going to cost some games. I mean,
that's how many times he threw
2 years ago, he threw 14 and they were, now he was 10 and he overall was 10 and 6, I think, in that season, but they won 11 games, if I'm not mistaken, right? Wasn't he hurt or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, he was
2 years ago.
He had like one random game.
And then in a year in which they won 14 games, he had 12 picks. I mean, so no, I don't think there's like, an automatic, oh, if you think he's throwing 14 picks, how can you say they're going to win 13 games? I think that's more than plausible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Last year he threw 11, they won 15.
He threw 12 in a year in which
it wasn't like he threw 7 picks and they won 15 games.
And you might remember that a lot of those interceptions came early in the season from Mahomes last year, and then they just kind of shut the faucet off. You know
people
where his interception
are, people are stuck on the
he
interception
said 12,
number.
13, 12, 14, and 11. In 5 of the last 7 seasons. I think you just kind of know where his interceptions are going to end up. He did have 2 years in 5 and 6, but he's like a double-digit guy. He's like a 10 to 12, 10 to 13 interception guy most years. That's fine. That's what he is. I don't expect him to throw zero.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.